everybody. Steve Bell here. Every year we like to put something like this together just to catch you up on what we've been up to and what we're looking forward to in the future. And this last year was an amazing year, actually. I think we've gotten more done in one year than several together before that. Projects and ending of projects that have been long going, and so it's good. We're a little bit weary, but it's all good. So this last year we put together a new book and CD of my psalms that came out in the fall called I Will Not Be Shaken, a songwriter's journey through the psalms. The book I wrote with Jamie Howison, my pastor, and the songs are collected from the psalm renditions I've recorded over the years. There's been a great response to that. There's a lot of work, but it's great. And I've been wanting to do this for some time, so very happy about it. The other thing is I'm just pressing the go button to release Pilgrim Year in its full edition. Pilgrim Year was a project I started 3 years ago, writing these ebook collections on the spirituality of the church calendar year. It's a, sort of a meditative, media-rich set of reflections on the church calendar year, something that's really meant a lot to me in my spiritual development. I just like to have something I can pass on to others. So we've had smaller versions of it in the past, but now the complete thing is done. You can find that at pilgrimyear.com and see what we've been up to there. But the good news is that I am about to embark on a new album, and I think we're going to call it Where the Good Way Lies. We'll start probably in January, and I'm assuming if funds come in and health is all there and all that kind of stuff, we'll be releasing it in the fall. And I love the songs that are coming down the pike. I'm just very, very excited about them. So here's one. This one is a result of having listened to a sermon by a local pastor, a guy named David Whittacombe. And I heard the sermon online, and it moved me and enough to write melodies and lyrics based on what he had said. This is called Love Is Our Way.
Love is our way to God, for God is love. Love is our way to God, for God is love. The wilderness road of shame is gone. The desert road of dislocation gone. The stony road of loneliness has now become a royal way, a highway home. Love is our way to God, for God is love. Love is our way to God, for God is love. Carry disappointment, come. And those who fear the fire of judgment, come. And you who teach this royal way is not for some. Shame on you. Now lovers, come, 'cause love is our way to God, for God is love. Love is our way to God, for God is love. Love is patient, love is kind. Love pays ill, no, never mind. Love refines the finest gold, the charity of saintly souls. For us to do is love. If this alone be done, it is enough. And as we love the other, God abides in us. God unseen, seen in love. Love is our way to God, for God is love. Love is our way to God, for God is love. Love is our way to God, for God is love.
So that's Love Is Our Way, and I hope you realize these are demos that I'm playing for you here. And a demo just basically means sort of stripped down guitar vocal, didn't work all that hard on it, just enough that you kind of get it. It's like a sketch, really, of what it'll be. Of course, we'll add things, and which is always the fun of the studios, to see how much nuance you can pull out of things. So here's another new one. It's a little guitar ditty or fingerstyle guitar piece, which I love doing. This one's called Freedom Road, and it's actually connected to a story. This last summer, I got involved in a bit of a political scrum around home here in Winnipeg. There's a First Nations community about 100 miles outside of Winnipeg, and we've been getting our water from their lake, Shoal Lake 40, for 100 years. Put an aqueduct across their land and a diversion canal, which effectively actually separated them and isolated the community, the First Nations community there, without any access to the mainland for the last 100 years. And then because of modernity and all that goes with that, the lake itself has become polluted, partially because of the whole aqueduct system. It's a bit complicated, but now they can't drink the water on their lake that we're drinking. And that we have been able to build water treatment plants, but we haven't done that for them. So the irony and the injustice has been enormous. So anyways, what they needed was a bridge and a road back to the mainland so we can build a water treatment plant on their property and so that all can be well and so that this relationship can, the blessing and the fruitfulness of the relationship can flow both ways. The whole thing kind of fell together and three levels of government got together and made a commitment to rectify the issue. And we couldn't be happier. And I wrote a little bit of a little ditty called Freedom Road because that's what the name of the road will be called. I'm going to play one more song, a new one that'll go on the new album. This is called, well, it's called A Better Resurrection, and it's from a poem written by Christina Rossetti. She's the one that wrote the lyric for In the Bleak Midwinter. You might know that. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. It's a great song. Anyways, I've always loved Christina Rossetti's poetry. She's sort of a deep feeler. You can just sense it with her. And I always think of my mom when I think about her because Christina Rossetti, her story is that she suffered hard with anxiety disorder and depression. And my mom has and does. And yet she, like my mother, through all that darkness, was capable of just crazy beauty. Really beautiful, beautiful moments of words and thought and prayer. So recently, my mother, who has not been doing well, we had to move her into a care home, which was a devastating thing for her. And in that, I stumbled on a poem by Christina Rossetti called A Better Resurrection. And within seconds, I was tearing up and melody started to form. and this song came down the pike.
I have no wit, no words, no tears. My heart within me like a stone is numb too much for hopes and fears. Look left, look right, I dwell alone. I lift mine eyes, but filled with grief, no everlasting hills I see. My life is like a fading leaf. Oh, Jesus, quicken me. Oh, Jesus, quicken me. My life is like a fading leaf, my harvest dwindled to a husk. Truly my life is full and brief, and tedious in this barren dusk. My life is like a frozen thing, no bud, no greenness do I see. Yet rise it shall, the sap of spring. Oh Jesus, quicken me. Oh Jesus, quicken me. My life is like a broken bowl that cannot hold one drop of water for my soul, or cordial in the searching cold. Cast in the fire this perishing thing, melt and remold it till it be a royal cup for him, my king. Oh, Jesus, drink of me. Oh, Jesus, drink of me.
So there you have three songs, and there's more. I've got eight already ready to go, and there's more coming down the pike. So I'm very excited about it. We're going to call the album Where the Good Way Lies, and it's a fragment of a verse in Jeremiah 6:16, I think it is, where it says something like, stand at the crossroads, look for the ancient paths and follow where the good way lies, and you'll find rest for your soul. And as far as I can figure out, the good way is the way of love. And it is definitely a way, it's a pathway. There are other pathways you could take, and I think it's the better choice, the one that makes all the difference. So that's going to be kind of the theme of the album. We'll start recording in late January, early February. We really are looking for partners to fund this thing. We always have needed partners, and many of you have stepped up to the plate so many times for us. We could not be more grateful. This one will probably have a total budget of around $60,000. That includes manufacturing and promotion and all that kind of stuff. And here's where we need help more than we have a little bit in the past, is that we have just lost access to a couple of major grants that we've relied on for the past 15 years. We've run to the end of our access to them. And those have usually funded our projects up significantly. And so I have to do more fundraising for this one, not less. And I know that I need to bring on people who believe that the work that I do, that we do here at Signpost Music, has a good value, has a social value. And so we're inviting you to partner with us to get this music out. If it has meant something to you, if it has stirred your heart, if it has fashioned you in any good way, and you would like to see and help us take that to other people and create new songs and new events for transformation and for life and love, then please consider joining us on this project. And we'll turn that right away into the next project, Where the Good Way Lies. And I'm really pleased, again, about it. So that's your invitation. We could really use some partnership. And please prayerfully consider whether you would come on board with us. So before I let you go, besides all that we've been doing with sort of the Steve Bell thing, we also got involved in two other recording projects this last year. One was for Murray Pulver, who many of you have seen on the road with me. He's a brilliant guitar player, and he's been producing my albums as of late. and the other with Alana Lewandowski, who is a wonderful singer-songwriter. So we helped them both put out their own albums. Murray's was really kind of fun. He's just a great collaborator, kind of a fellow in the studio and as a songwriter. And he decided to do a whole album where every song was a collaboration with different songwriters. And most of it was secular folks, Brad Roberts from Crash Test Dummies, the Brothers Landreth, some of you know about those guys. And so every song has a different co-writer. And since I was helping with the record, he could hardly not ask me. So I got to do one with Murray. And we got together one day and decided just to write a fun song. And we put it together, and it's just about getting older and realizing that even though things in life can seem daunting, there's still the adventure of what's coming at us. And so the line came, "Bring it on." And we thought about winter coming and bring it on. You know, it's that kind of... I want to embrace what Christ sends to me with joy and with a sense of adventure. So here's the song. It's just a fun little piece. It's from his album called The Guest List.
Waking to familiar news. Summer's gone, long gone. Summer nursing winter's blues. Bring it on, bring it on. Crumble of snow beneath the feet. Shivering fingers in winter's cheek. True north time is bittersweet. Bring it on, bring it on. I used to be, and marveling how the time is gone. Yet I've never felt so free. Bring it on, bring it on. Less to conquer and less to do. Less inclined to suffer fools. Just happy to grow old with you. Bring it on, bring it on. Fumbling forward on the way. Why regret? Just journey on. In the end, it's all okay. So bring it on, bring it on. Bring it on, bring it on.
So that's Bring It On, a song I wrote and recorded with Murray for his album, The Guest List. And of course, you can get that and Alana's, Alana Lewandowski's new album at signpostmusic.com if you're interested in either one of those things. So I'll leave you with one last song. This is one from Alana Lewandowski's album, which we produced over the spring and just put out this fall. It's a beautiful album, kind of an alt-country kind of a thing. It's a worship album for sure, but not worship album like you're used to. It's deeply contemplative, deeply intelligent. And at the same time, very, very simple. There's an elegant simplicity to it. And the whole album has sort of an arc to it. She calls it the Christ narrative. And there is actually a scripture basis for the whole album, which is what they call the Christ hymn in the first chapter of Colossians. I want to read this to you because it's beautiful. And so her whole album is based on this scripture here. So starting in verse 15, "He is the image of the unseen God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, everything visible and everything invisible, thrones, ruling forces, sovereignties, powers, all things were created through and for him. He exists before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, that is, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he should be supreme in every way, because God wanted all fullness to be found in him, and through him to reconcile all things to him, everything in heaven and everything on earth, by making peace through his death on the cross." So her album is kind of riffing off of that. And we're going to leave you with one last song, which is pretty genius as far as I'm concerned. She wrote a very simple chorus, and then she sent out different sections of this to different poets and asked them to write poems, and then had them recorded, and then inserted them into the song. So she enlisted the work of Malcolm Guite, my friend, Scott Carnes, who is a brilliant American poet who I know as well, an Australian, I think, a fellow named Joel McCarro, and then Lucy Shaw, who is beloved world over. And all responded to her request and sent back poems. And then she brilliantly put this together in this one last song called The Christ Hymn.
Everything holds together. Everything. From stars that pierce the dark like living sparks to secret seeds that open every spring. From spanning galaxies to spinning quarks, everything holds together and coheres, unfolding from the center whence it came. And now, that hidden heart of things appears. The firstborn of creation takes a name. And shall I see the one through whom I am? Shall I behold the one for whom I'm made? The light in light, the flame within the flame, icon to Theo, image of my God. He comes, a little child, to bless my sight, that I might come to him for life and light.
And when we had invented death, had severed every soul from life, we made of these our bodies sepulchres. And as we wandered, dying dim, among the dying multitudes, he acquiesced to be interred in us. And when he had descended thus into our persons and the grave, he broke the limits, opening the grip. He shaped every sepulchre a womb.
Bestows it freely, gives meekly, takes infinite power and bows the knee. Have you ever seen God on the ground? Palms press the floor, sweat dripping on the dirt, the cut and stretch of being human, a sacred shelter of presence, the fullness of He, creator of kingdoms and galaxies, of principalities, and every moment crafted through time, the divine placed wholly in human flesh, the infinite squashed down into finite, like fitting 10,000 angels on the top of a pin, like the entire ocean is poured into a pool, like the wine is running over, like it's bursting at the seams. The Christ, he was bursting at the seam.
In whom all things hold together. In whom all things hold together.
Anticipating long stretches of nothingness, we plunge south into California on I-5. Prepared to be bored, uninterested in the view, and a bit worried that we too may commit monotony. But then over us, clouds contribute their lenticular magnitude to the two-dimensional. Carved by winds into streamlined eagles, or spacecraft, or B-52s. I take sky photos through the windshield, admitting that in spite of anonymity, there is never nothing. Required to obey gravity, we occupy open space with substance. All of us on the skin of the planet, created to lift against the Earth's pull, yet sustained entirely. We live out our singularity along with olive and almond trees, oleanders, tarmac, huge trucks, until size becomes irrelevant. Smoke blue coastal range, stem of dry grass, brittle eucalyptus leaf, pebble ground into the ground. Each bear's love's print is held particular within the universe. Even the small, soft moth on the window of the rest area's dingy washroom, unaware of our scrutiny, its russet wings traced with intricacies of grey, owns an intrinsic excellence.
In whom all things hold together. Together. In whom all things hold together.